Hello there, it's Pamela of School of Kind Business with a supplementary exercise for those of you who are enrolled in the online 5-week program, School of Kind Business, and are looking at your love and hate lists. Or if you're not in the program, you can use this as a standalone exercise. So when we go through our love and hate lists, it's about figuring out which tasks in our business are the things that are really our best areas of focus that we love to do, and then some of the things that maybe just are difficult or not our best skill set or that someone else just simply might do better. And part of the intention of looking at that is to help us get support. So this little, call it what you will, mindfulness exercise, practice, visualization, is about envisioning support. Because I think sometimes, you know, we can write about it, we can journal about it, talk it out with people, but there's a meme in our culture, if you're from sort of Western North American culture, that asking for support is somehow difficult or shameful, that as part of the product of living in an individualistic society, that we're meant to solve our own problems, and if we can't, it's somehow a failure, or that we're costing ourselves or our business or our families too much money if we pay out a little bit to get help with the things we need, and there's a guilt around that. And so part of getting support is being able to get ourselves in that space emotionally, soulfully, that we can ask. So just take a moment, and if you're seated on the floor, let your sitting bones sink in. If you're sitting on a chair, make sure that your feet are connecting. And imagine that there's a little outline. If you're on your chair with your feet touching, imagine there's a little outline around each foot, a nice warm color that your feet can sink into. Just do a little scan of your body. Notice if you can drop your shoulders or your jaw back a little bit like a child's swing. If you can let your third eye between your two eyeballs melt a little bit. If you can let your spine just sort of naturally uncoil and straighten up. Your fingers relax and let go of the keyboard or the phone. And come into an awareness of breath. You're not trying to change anything. Just notice the fact that you are breathing, that you are alive, that you are an organism that is here, that is part of this earth, of this creation. And just like the marvelous network of systems underneath the forest floor, you are connected to all of life and deserving, not even deserving, it's just a given that you will receive the nutrients, the oxygen, the food, the water that you need. And holding that for a little bit, just relaxing into it. And then allow to just gently float into your head. It doesn't need to be a thought that you grasp on tightly to or that your body contracts or tenses around. Just allow to float into your head one task in your business that maybe you've been putting off. Maybe you don't know how to do. Maybe you need to ask someone about a part of it and you don't know who to ask. Or you'd like to hire someone and you're not sure if you can afford it. Just allow one thing to float in. And once you've got that one thing, just allow your mind to wander a little bit. But before you do that, just come back and check. Have you tensed up anything in your body? Can you just see if there's any areas that don't require the tension currently being held in them in order to do this little practice we're doing? Sometimes once you think of that thing, your body contracts a little bit. So just coming back, scanning again and breathing, noticing your breath. And then just start to scan through almost like a mental or etheric Rolodex, if anybody remembers the Rolodexes from the 90s. Or imagine sort of flipping through your acquaintance of people that you've met online and in person. Is there anyone of your acquaintance who could help you with this? Who knows about this thing? Someone you might be able to pay even to do just an hour or two of work. Or someone that you might be able to exchange with, that you could do an hour and they could do an hour. Or someone who might be able to help you with maybe a technical piece and you could help them with something else. Maybe there's a teenager who could help you with your media, and you could intern them a little bit and teach them about the business. Or maybe if there's no one that you can think of, is there someone you could ask who might know? Is there a place on your media where you could ask the question? Where could you just start asking that question? How can I get help with this thing? And if even that seems difficult, then just ask it to the universe. I really could use help with this. I imagine it looks like something, whatever it is, or even better. And imagine that request as a beautiful balloon in a color you love. And you put the request inside, you write it on a piece of paper, put it inside, blow some breath into it, tie it up, and let it float away. Just see it disappearing. And now, if it was a simple request that you sent out, give yourself just the simple task of observing through the next few days where there might be a thread that you could pick up that will lead you to help with that thing. If you thought of a place or a person from whom you can ask help, so a person who can directly help you with the thing, or someone you could ask who might be able to refer you on, or a place that you could ask, just take note of that. Take note. Come back into your breath. Just being aware of it, not changing it, just being aware. And with a couple gentle blinks, come back to the room. Just give yourself a few minutes to simply be. And then, before you lose the momentum, go do that thing. Go ask the person, send the email, pick up the phone, send the text, put the request out on media. And if you didn't have someone to ask in particular and you sent it away simply as a request in your balloon to the universe, just be mindful over the next few days and notice the thread of where help might show up. Or if someone does indeed pop into your mind to ask. Thanks for listening. This is Pamela of School of Kind Business.